Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW Sitka, and this is The Morning Interview. We are joined by a whole crew of wonderful people in the virtual studio with us this morning to talk about a new group called Transition Sitka. Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Meredith.
Good morning, Meredith.
So we have, we're going to do super quick introductions just so you all know who is on this call. And then really excited to hear more about this model. Transition Sitka is a new organization, and it sounds like it's doing some exciting work. So who do we have in the studio today?
I'm Kay Kreis.
Toby Campbell.
Barb Bingham.
Kent Barkow.
Excellent. So that was Kay Kreis, Barb Bingham, Kent Barkow, and Toby Campbell. And Transition Sitka, new organization. Part of the goal is, it sounds like it's linked to the Citizens Climate Lobby. Some similar work there. It's not, but they're both handling climate change. Sorry, Kay. What exactly is the goal of Transition Sitka, and how did it end up here?
You know, what you said, Meredith, is partly true. All of us were involved in advocating for federal legislation on carbon fee and dividend. But we realized that many of us and new members were much more interested in local action than they were in advocating for federal legislation. And so that's how Transition Sitka was formed. And the model is that the cavalry aren't coming to save us, and we really need to organize as a community independent of government to try to adapt to a world without oil. And that's really the genesis of Transition Sitka, which is one of probably about 1,000 towns now internationally.
Oh, wow.
That are following a model that was first pioneered by Rob Hopkins in the British town of Totnes in about 2007.
Okay, so the broader idea and maybe the difference here between something like Citizens Climate Lobby is that this is really focused on local action, on getting citizens in the community to think about, you know, their own goals and how we can all transition out of fossil fuels. And let's see. So this is a new organization. When did we get started on this? Where are we in the process?
So we got started probably last October, and now we're meeting weekly. We're still getting ourselves organized, and we're working out our own mission values statements, and are interested certainly in having like-minded people join us. They can contact either Kay or I, and I can give phone numbers real quick.
Yeah, please.
So 738-3557 for me, and 738-2557 for Kay. And that's a coincidence, but our numbers are 3557
wow.
and 2557.
That's amazing. So that was 738-3557 or 738-2557. Makes it either very hard to remember or very easy to remember. And that's if you're listening to this and thinking, wow, this is something I'm interested in, you can give one of those numbers a call and learn more about Transition Sitka. So the broader goal, it sounds like, is sort of to empower our local community. And there are a lot of organizations that are already doing some iteration of this work. So, Kay, can you tell us a little bit about that and sort of how Transition Sitka dovetails with the other organizations that are already, you know, working to make Sitka more self-sufficient and you know, less dependent on fossil fuels?
Yeah, you know, we were really surprised when we contacted the Sitka Conservation Society, and they've actually been using the transition handbook that is written by Rob Hopkins since about 2013. So they were very familiar with the concept. They were very excited we were starting. And that's a group that has done a lot locally. Obviously, during the pandemic, they helped distribute food to people who were needy and services. They've been very involved in Fish to Schools, which is another example of using local resources, you know, to feed our children healthy food. The Local Food Network has been a group that we really think is important, because if the barge weren't to come as often, or if food got more and more expensive, producing our own fruits and vegetables and fish and mm-hmm. other things is going to be super important. And Sitka has a tradition of all these volunteer groups who have come together to do things to transform the community. Even the 100 volunteer days at the Fine Arts Camp is an example of what this community can do by organizing itself to make the changes that are good for us locally.
Right. Sitka really, I mean, this is a community where people really do come together. And it sounds like there are already a whole bunch of organizations doing some of this work. Transition Sitka is, you have one event coming up soon that I want to make sure we talk about. And it sounds like more broadly, you know, this organization has so much potential, and it's, you know, there's lots that will come down the pipeline. But Toby, can you tell us a little bit about the film screening that's coming up? It's going to be one of, I think, my personal favorite movies, so I'm excited about it. But what does this film screening look like?
So, we'll be screening The Lorax by Zoom following the Parade of the Species on April 22nd, Earth Day, at 6:30 p.m. And so this animated film is for children and adults alike. And the messages, even though it's a 50-year-old film is or book and then film made animated film from that, the messages are still very, very relevant. So lots and lots of good, rich discussion from that. And so people can register today for this free movie and discussion at the tinyurl.com/transitionsitka. We'll have that in the paper as well. But it would be a good family-friendly option for Friday night on Earth Day.
Excellent. And so folks can head straight from Parade of the Species, you know, take off their wild costumes and sit down for a nice movie screening. And Toby, you mentioned there would be a discussion after that as well. Is that right?
Yes, mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, and so that will be on Zoom, right?
Yes.
At 6:30 p.m. And you can register. That tiny URL was Transition Sitka, but it'll also be on the KCAW community calendar and in the newspaper. And that's Friday, April 22nd at 6:30 p.m. And is the plan, Toby, are there plans for more film screenings down the pipeline, or is this a special Earth Day event?
Well, right. I think around people jump in, but the film's just one of the ways in which we're drawing people together. So, you know, we've had community discussions and people from the community talking. So I don't know if this will be the only one, but this will be the next event that we're featuring. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Another great way for people to learn about Transition Sitka is just to go online and pull up Rob Hopkins' TED Talks. He's the founder of the transition movement, and he's a delightful speaker, and so it's a great way to get a quick introduction.
Okay, wonderful. And so if folks are listening to this interview and thinking, I really want to get involved, whether as an organization or as an individual, it sounds like the best way to do that is to contact Kay or Barb, and we'll give those phone numbers one more time. It's 738-3557, that's Barb, and 738-2557 for Kay. And you can also get started by looking at those TED Talks. Rob Hopkins is the name of the founder of the Transition Movement. And if you are interested in seeing The Lorax, which will be at Friday, April 22nd at 6:30 p.m. on Zoom, you can go to the tinyurl.com/transitionsitka, which I know is a short URL, but it's still so hard to get a URL down on radio. So you can also find that on our website at kcaw.org/community calendar or in the Sitka Sentinel. It'll be out there. This sounds like a really exciting, I mean, so much coming down the pipeline and just starting with The Lorax. Anything else that we missed we missed so far that you want to make sure folks know? Yes, Kent.
Yeah, the bottom line is that the intent is to become more self-reliant in the face of changes we can see coming in response to some emergencies in the climate. And that the bottom line would be that our community is more resilient, and there's a lot of benefits to people's lives and the life of our community that'll result from adapting to a changing energy environment.
Wonderful. That's a pretty good pitch. If that didn't get you ready to join this group, I don't know what would. Wonderful. Well, we are just about out of time, but really appreciate all of you coming in this morning. We've had Kay Kreis, Kent Barkow, Barbara Bingham, and Toby Campbell in the studio with us this morning to talk about Transition Sitka, a new organization focused on local efforts to transition out of fossil fuels and become more resilient. And there will be a film screening of The Lorax, the wonderful film, April 22nd at 6:30 p.m. on Zoom. You can find more info at our website or in the Sentinel, or you can also call Barb or Kay at 738-3557 or 738-2557. Thank you all so much for joining us. Sounds like exciting work, and have a wonderful rest of your morning.